Under the shade of a large mango tree, a group of recovering drug addicts make tea and chat. 35-year-old Karamba Kebe sits among them. This is his second week at Desavio Jovem, a drug rehabilitation centre in Guinea-Bissau. Kebe says he was recently deported from Portugal. Kebe says he got into trouble while working in the drugs business. He was caught and sent back to Africa, he says, with nothing. They said he was crazy. But Kebe says he's not crazy. He says his family took him in despite everything and sent him to the center to get treatment for his drug problem. Kebe says he was in very bad shape. Kebe is one of 55 recovering drug addicts and alcoholics currently living in the center. Two one-story whitewashed buildings sit in a tranquil spot on a river inlet, 30 kilometers to the northwest of the capital. This is the only drug rehabilitation center in the country. In the past few years, the amount of cocaine passing through West Africa has risen dramatically. Between 2005 and 2007, 33 tons of cocaine were seized in the region, compared to prior seizures of 1 ton for the entire African continent. The United Nations estimates more than a quarter of the drugs consumed in Europe passes through West Africa. Father Domingos Tay established Desavio Jovem in 2002 with help from the international drug rehab organization Global Teen Challenge. Tay says he has seen changes during the past few years.
Usavam as drogas cannabis nesse país da África Ocidental.
Tay says in Guinea-Bissau, people use cannabis. But with the introduction of stimulant drugs like cocaine, lots of young people have gone crazy. They're using the drug in the form of crack, and this causes so many social problems, Tay says. Some use violence and steal to get money to buy these drugs. Tay says this is a huge worry because more and more of our young people are consuming cocaine. Most addicts in Guinea-Bissau use crack cocaine. It gives a cheap, quick high, it's extremely addictive, and has one of the severest withdrawals of any drug. With no therapy drug like methadone to calm the physical cravings, medical supervision is very important for an addict's recovery. Tay's center helps addicts get off drugs through a faith-based residential rehabilitation program, based on methods used by Global Teen Challenge's rehab centers elsewhere in the world. Six staff members have been trained in counseling, but there are no psychologists, no doctors, and no medicine. The most the center can offer is guidance, a mattress, and meals. Agostino Tay, a cousin of Father Domingos Tay, is a former drug addict who now works at the center. Despite its meager resources, he says the center saved his life. Agostino says he's grateful to Father Domingos. The people in the center welcomed him and educated him, he says. Now he has a home with a wife and son. He says he's living a happy life that wouldn't have been possible without the center. But with few resources and a flood of cocaine passing through Guinea-Bissau, many young people face an uphill struggle to free themselves from drugs. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Kinyamel, Guinea-Bissau.